بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله اذا كلام عفوا بها والشيخ يول رومي وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصى ونظر الله مرقده. التايتل هي سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو، سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو. جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو، جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو، نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو. تو اپنا درد خود مجبور کرتا ہے بیاں مجھ کو، تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوست تو، لیکن بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوست تو، لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو. سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی، قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی. کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو، کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. میری سہرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی، بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغا مجھ کو. بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغا مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوست تو راہ محبت میں، سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو. سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر، ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر، زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان در فشاں مجھ کو، زباں سے جن کی ملتا ہے بیان در فشاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جاں مجھ کو، جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جاں مجھ کو، بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جاں مجھ کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. This poem was written in South Africa in 1994, approximately about 30 years late, or 28 years ago. The Hadith says that in every moment, the stories of the Ahl-e Dil, the Awliya Allah, gives me a sabak, gives me lessons. One lesson we learn from here is that always you should try to read the books of the lovers of the Awliya Allah. One is to sit in the company and the sohbat of the Buzurgani Deen. This is important for a person. Ittaqullah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. But at every moment we cannot sit in their company, in their sohbat. So our Kabir mentioned to us that a very good replacement for this is to read the life stories of the Ahl-e Dil, the lovers of Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad ibn Wasi, rahmatullahi, one of the great Sufi of the past, like Tabi, Tabi Tabi or somewhere, he says, whenever I used to feel down, then I used to read the stories of the Buzruks, our elders, the Zahirin, those who abstained from the dunya. Then my heart was inclined towards Akhirat, towards the life of the year after. So when we read their stories, then inshallah it gives us also that courage, that himmat. And in today's time, alhamdulillah, many of our elders kitabs, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi, his hayat, his life story, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Mawlana Qasim Lanotri rahmatullahi, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi, Az Mufti Mahmoud Tab Gangoi, Mawlana Masoolah rahmatullahi, many of our elders, mashallah, their life stories have been written. And just one of them, you read their stories, what lessons a person learns, and how a person also gets the desire to now start following, imitating in their ways, and to become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Jaha jaykar mila hai dil mein, wo jaane jaha mujhko. I gave my life, gave everything of this world, and in my heart, I got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person sacrifices a small thing, the dunya has got no value at all. But a person sacrifices it, and he will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat said, but I had to make a lot of sacrifices. What khun tamanna se mila, sultan ja mujhko. A lot of breaking my desires of my heart. Person has so much of desires to do haram, to do wrong things, to take haram money. But all of this, for Allah's pleasure, he left out. The beautiful woman came in front of him. And for Allah's pleasure, he lowered his gaze. His cell phone, he could have taken it out and looked at that haram. It was on the internet, and the pop-up came there. And he could have gone on the website. But for Allah's pleasure, Allah is watching me. And if I'm going to look at this haram, what benefit will I get? But if I break my desires for the pleasure of Allah, I put a knife on my heart, Allah will give me His love, Allah will give me His muhabbat, Allah will give me His connection and closeness. So Allah Ta'ala puts a person through tests and examinations in this world. It's not that the examination, this woman just came in front of a person, that money just came in front of a person. Every moment in a person's life, you must understand, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing a person. To see now, my banda, this is your examination. We sent you in this world to test you. The woman just didn't come in your life. There is nothing which happens in the world by coincidence. As the Rakim Sahib rahmatullahi, one bayan, he mentioned, that he says, it's not right to use the word coincidence. Because it happened by chance, by coincidence. Because everything happens by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Everything happens according to the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we think by the word by chance, once more, Ilyas rahmatullahi got very, very angry. One person said, ittifaq se hua, it happened by chance. As I said, nothing happens by ittifaq, everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shouldn't even use such words, it happened by chance. So that woman came in front of a person, that somebody came and he offered you a deal and you know money was haram. Or now something happened, it's halat and conditions happened, the insurance company is prepared to pay so much of money, all your problems will get solved out. But you say, no, for Allah's pleasure, how can I look at this haram? How can I do this here? So I broke my desires. I left the small things of this world and what Allah gave me in place of that. I got Mina Sultan Jamushku. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I got and left the small, small things of this world, and Allah gave me the huge things of the akhirat. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko, to apna dar khud karta hai majboore baya mujhko. Hazrat says, when I look at my heart, which is inside my heart, it's full of wounds. I had to cut and break my heart so many times when the desires came, the haram desires. So when I look in my heart and I see all that zakham and that wounds there, then the pain of my heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala which is coming to my heart now, it forces me now to give bayan and to explain to the people about the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and connecting with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Bayan e dard e dil aasan nahi hai dosto, lekin sabak dehti hai hardam ahle dil ki daasta mujhko. You see, to explain the pain of the heart is not easy at all, my friends. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of their stories, it gives me a sabak, it gives me a lesson, that also how they explain their conditions and their halat, so people took lesson and benefit. So in following in their footsteps, I also will mention my conditions. So inshallah, people will take some benefit, they will learn some lessons, and they will also go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will sacrifice their lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is, we must never ever judge ourselves with the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain times, many of our elders, our buzurgani deen, they used to explain their condition, their halat. But doesn't mean that we can also do the same thing. We are not on that level. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, once, he had a dream, and he was told in the dream that he must tell the people that now he is Qutbul Aqtab, he is the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and then, in most likely in the dream, he saw Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali. So he says, then, I was wondering, like, what's the meaning of this dream, and I realized now he was told by the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he must tell the people. So he said, I was forced to tell the people. And then, see, when my young days, I used to wonder, how come Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, when he writes in his kitab, he writes, I am the Kutub of the time, and I am the great Wali of the time, and I am, and it's all his tarif he's writing. So I was wondering why he mentioned all of this here. At this time, I realized that he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mention this here. So that is why he was forced to mention what he stated was so people could benefit from him. So then, as he said, Rahmatullah Ali, also he had to tell the people his dreams, because it was a command from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the awliya Allah, sometimes they mention their conditions. So it doesn't mean that we also can make a qiyas and we can say, oh, we are also like these people. Look how the buzurus did, so we will follow them. They have reached a certain level in maqam. So we should never think that we are of that level, but we should make an effort in the right direction. Then Hazrat says here, Zabane ishq ki ta'athir ahle dil se sunta hu, magar mashhoor karti hai muhabbat be-zaba mushku. I hear the effect of the tongue of love from the Ahl al-Dil, that is the people of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they speak, how it affects the hearts of people, how the hearts of people change. But he says, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has made me bear zaban. I want to speak, I want to say something also, but at this moment I can't even speak. I want to explain about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but certain times, certain occasions come, a person is completely dumbfounded. He's just thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just different conditions which Hazrat went through. And then Hazrat says that, قفص کی تیلیہ رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستہ مجھ کو. That all of these beautiful things around us in this world, it's all very beautiful, but Hazrat gives an example of it. It's like a cage, and the cage is extremely beautiful, and the bird is in the cage. So he said, this beautiful cage with all different colors, it cannot deceive me. At every moment I am mutarib, I'm feeling restless, I'm thinking of the garden of Jannat, the garden of the life of the year after. So the bird who is in a cage, he's also not happy. Dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is a prison for a believer, and a garden for the disbelievers. So one meaning the ulama have given, sijnul mu'min is a jail for the believers. Doesn't mean you will live a hard life, a difficult life. Because sometimes the person is living in a jail, he's in a first class compartment. He's actually getting more benefits than the people outside the jail. And he gets free treatment and free whatever. But he hasn't got freedom. And what he wants to come out of the jail. He's waiting, when can I leave the jail? Because there's freedom there. So even though he can be in such a beautiful place, but he's not in dhoka and deception. He's waiting for the day he can become freed. And now he's a free person. So Hazrat says, no matter how beautiful the dunya is around me, and all the colors and all of these things, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. A person mustn't become deceived by the outward beauties of this world. It is all a deception. And so it's every moment I'm still mustarib and I'm restless, and I'm thinking about the life of Akhirah, thinking about Jannat. And this is really something we have to make an effort also. Think about Jannat, speak about Jannat, speak about the Akhirah. Because normally the things around us, we see it all the time. So when a person sees the things around him, he starts thinking about those things. He forgets about the actual life, the life of Akhirah. If every day we read a kitab on death, if we frighten about death, read about Jannat, read about the enjoyments of Akhirah. So then a person will understand that whatever I am seeing in this world is all dhoka and deception. Allah inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. And beautiful tafsir, what am I have given? That the awliya Allah, those people whose minds are on akhirat, on the jannah, on the life of the year after. So whatever in this world, if any fears come in this world, they have no fear. What's going to happen in future, 5 years time, the price of petrol is going to go up, I won't have enough money, what's going to happen, rosy and sustenance, the enemies are doing all of these things. He doesn't have all, because his gaze is on akhirat, his gaze is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the small things of this world, he has no fear. And walahum yahzanun, if he loses anything in this world, he lost his shop, he lost his house, he lost it. But it was like a small child, he's walking in the beachfront and he loses one sandcastle. His father will laugh at him, what are you crying about this? It's a small thing, it's nothing at all, it's got no value. So those awliya Allah whose nazar is on akhirat, all the things of this world is like small in their cases. May Allah make us amongst those people. So we don't become affected by the small, small things of this dunya. Small things, something happens, and already our hearts are paining. Famous story of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a very big merchant. How much of wealth he owned. But once they said a whole shipment of his materials were coming. They told him that it has been destroyed. It was destroyed in the ocean. So he said, Alhamdulillah. Then after some while they came back to him and they told him, no, we made a mistake. The shipment has come safely. He said, Alhamdulillah. Then as we can understand, the second time he said, Alhamdulillah, because your shipment came. But the first time when we told you it was all destroyed, you said, Alhamdulillah also. So as said that, no, both times I never say Alhamdulillah because the shipment came or it never come. You see, both the times when you told me that the ship has been destroyed, I looked in my heart. And I looked if there was any effect in my heart. And when I saw there was no effect at all, I said, Alhamdulillah, I made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart wasn't affected by this. Imagine for us, like 1 million you lose, or 5 million you lose. So we'll go mad, we won't be able to sleep for a couple of days. And you see, the second time, when I thought about, when I got the news that the ship has come safely, I looked in my heart again. And I said, Alhamdulillah, there's no shake. My heart hasn't moved in the least, but I'm still, no effect, extra happiness coming into my heart. So I made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we today, if something of dunya comes to us, how excited the person becomes. It's because of the weakness of our iman. Allah gives us reality, he opens up our eyes of the heart. We can understand the deception of this world. And then Hazrat says that my cries and my tears, my ri'a wa fugha mushku buhat majbur karti hai. This cries and my love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it forces me. Then I go out in the jungle also. And also I tear my kurta, my top. My neck is left open. I'm not worried about my dressing. And I go out in the jungles, I go out in the desert, and I'm calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it forces me sometimes. I just now want to go and sit and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, kahan tak zabte gham ho, dosto rahe muhabbat mein, sunane do tum apni bazam mein, meri bayaan mujhko. Hazrat says, till when can I control, oh my friends, in the love, in the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I control this gham? And the sadness, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which I got, all the people who are sitting around me, I'm forced to explain it and tell them that about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mila karti hai nisbat ahle nisbat hi se ye akhtar, zaban se unki milta hai bayane durre fusha mujhko. Hazrat says, if you really want to get the nisbat and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where will a person get it? In the company of those people who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na kitabo se, na waazo se, na zar se peda. Deen peda hote hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Famous poem that deen will not come with force, or it will not come with wealth, it won't come with all of these things, not even from kitabs it will come. The reality of deen will come from the heart of the ahl deen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gaze and they nazar sitting in their sohbat and company. So Hazrat says, if you want to get nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will only get it from the people of nisbat. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, if Allah wanted to, Allah could have sent the kitab down. The kitab would have been sufficient, it would have explained to the people, given them what guidelines. But with every kitab of Allah Ta'ala, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. Oh, the Anbiya alayhi salam came and then a kitab came with them. And many Anbiya alayhi salam came without a kitab. It was just the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that how you will get that nisbat in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you will stay in their company. And then Hazrat says, when I sit in their company and I listen to their pearls which coming out from their mouth, what wonderful, wonderful pearls. If a person sits in the company of the Ahl al-Din, the friends of Allah Ta'ala with sincerity, many of his spiritual sicknesses will come out. If he sits with ikhlas and sincerity, sometimes the shaykh is saying a certain thing, sometimes he goes off the topic, he speaks something else. The person says, hey, the bayan was exactly for me. These pearls come out because according to the talab and desire of the person who was sitting in the majalis and gatherings, if we sit with the correct talab and desire, and inshallah, whatever our spiritual sicknesses are, the mashayikh will mention it, and these pearls and gems which many times a person won't find in any kitabs or so. It comes out and it's just exactly appropriate for us, for our spiritual thicknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability always to sit in the sohbat of the friends of Allah ta'ala and to sit with ikhlas and sincerity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. From the kitab of Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin, mentioning about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only a person must spend zakat, but besides this, any other charity also a person must give. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every joint in the human body is liable for one act of charity daily. Justice meted out between two persons is also sadaqah. Assisting someone to mount a vehicle or helping in loading his luggage is also acts of sadaqah. A good word which benefits others is also sadaqah. Removing a harmful object, example a thorn, a peel, etc. from the road is also sadaqah. Explaining the above hadith, another hadith in Muslim Sharif states that in the human body are 360 joints. Whoever renders this number of good deeds daily has saved himself from Jahannam. Last week we mentioned two rakats of Salatul Duha also, which a person reads, will suffice for 360 sadaqahs for a person. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a normal form of sadaqah is to lend a camel or any other animal to a person who will obtain the benefit of its milk in the morning and evening. It means, what is for the morning and evening, you lend it to somebody, he took out the milk, they gave it back to you. It's also a form of sadaqah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is an act of sadaqah for a Muslim to plant a tree or sow the land from which people, birds and animals derive benefit. Another narration mentions, whatever is stolen from the farm is also sadaqah for the owner. Note, although the owner did not sow his lands for this purpose, nor does he regard theft of his goods as a benefit for him, nevertheless, it is recorded as sadaqah for him. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that a prostitute was forgiven because she took pity on a dog which was on the verge of death due to thirst. She removed her leather sock and with her scarf lowered it into a well. In this way she obtained water which she gave to the dog to drink. Somebody asked, do we obtain sawab for service to animals as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, there is sawab in rendering service to every living creature. This applies to animals which are not harmful. Elsewhere in the hadith, permission has been granted to kill animals which are harmful. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, render ibadat to Rahman, Allah the most merciful, feed the poor, and be in the habit of making salam, whether the Muslim is known to you or unknown to you, you will then enter Jannah in safety. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, smiling when meeting a Muslim is also an act of sadaqah. Commanding goodness and prohibiting evil are also acts of sadaqah. Directing a lost person on the right road is also sadaqah for you. Assisting the blind is also sadaqah for you. Removing a stone, thorn, etc. from the road is also sadaqah for you. Pouring water from your bucket into the bucket of a brother Muslim is also sadaqah. This hadith in fact explains that every act of service rendered to the creation of Allah Ta'ala, no matter how slight or insignificant the act may be, is a deed acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. All such acts of service are beneficial, and one obtains thawab therefore. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu raised that when his mother passed away, he inquired from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to sadaqah of much significance, which he wished to render on behalf of his mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, water. Thus Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu arranged for a well to be dug for the use of people. The intention for digging the well was that Allah Ta'ala will bestow the thawab to Sa'd radiallahu anhu's mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also engage all the time in benefiting mankind and attaining sadaqah.